Wednesday morning. Kind of nasty out there. It has turned dark and stormy and rainy. Rain will be with us for at least a little while. We'll detail the forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. We say good morning now to the Executive Director of St. Clair County Community Mental Health, Deb Johnson. Deb, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
And happy June.
Happy June, but boy, what it is getting dark out there.
It is.
I didn't bring my umbrella in, so hopefully.
Oh, no.
Hopefully it doesn't start before I leave.
Yeah, you'll have to dodge the raindrops out there. June is Men's Health Month, right?
Yes, it is. And it was June has been designated Men's Health Month because, well, you might know this because you're a man. men are not as likely to go to the doctor.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. to get checked out for things. And the goal of Men's Health Month is to really heighten awareness about preventable health problems, encourage early detection and treatment. Right. Of disease among men and boys. The month gives healthcare providers, public policymakers, the media, which is like we're doing now, the opportunity to encourage men and boys to seek regular medical advice and early treatment for disease and injury. One of the things I know we've talked about in the past is prostate cancer affects a lot of men. I believe the current statistic is 1 in 7.
Wow.
It's a little more than breast cancer, which is 1 in 8 for women. Yeah. And that's a really curable type of cancer.
Of course.
Or if it's detected early, right, you'd probably be completely fine.
Yep.
But if you let it go, it can kill you. So, so those are things that, you know, we want during this month, we hope to raise men's awareness to seek help. Another statistic that, we actually have this on our Facebook, is, at least 30% of men experience, depression, and only about 1 in 4 will talk about it.
Wow.
So that's another thing. You know, there's the stigma associated with that. Like, you know, you're weak if you have those issues.
Right.
And you're not weak. Depression is real. And if you, oh my gosh, it's raining really hard now. Sorry, I just got distracted by the window.
I know, got my
I know
back
our
to
listeners
the window.
Can't hear that or see that, but
no, but man, is it raining out there?
I'm gonna have to stay here for the day.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyways, so we will be having an event at CMH. It will be a brown bag lunch series. It will be next Friday. And for more information, you can contact us at 985-8900. You can go on our website or our Facebook. And also, there's a day, the color, the ribbon, you know, there's ribbons for everything.
Of course.
It's blue.
Blue.
For blue ribbons to just kind of increase awareness about men's health issues.
Good
so
idea.
That's mental health and behavioral health.
Yeah, all good
and
stuff.
And physical health.
All good stuff to talk about. And as you said, we just don't talk about it that much, do we?
Right, no. And and this is a time to kind of encourage. And maybe all you men out there, go get your checkup. Just go for your physical.
There you go.
Your annual wellness check.
Yep, it's worth doing. All right, June is Men's Health Month. Don't forget.
And then there's actually, I heard this today, but I didn't make myself do it. But today's National Running Day.
Ah.
You know, just that.
Well, not right now. It's
no,
it's
forget
nasty
it now.
Out there.
The first Wednesday in the month is a time to reaffirm your passion for running.
Okay.
And although I've been doing a little bit of that, I didn't get out this morning, but maybe later today. We still got time.
Okay.
If the weather breaks. And just a couple of things I want to talk about what's going on coming up. I think I might have mentioned this on the air before, but we started a LGBTQ+ group for teens up to 20, actually 14 to 20 years old. The group has been actually growing weekly. We currently have 17 kids or young people in the in the group. It meets again at June 5th. It's every Wednesday, so that's tomorrow. From 5 to 6:30 at the Center of Port Huron, which is located at 723 Court Street. It's a group that you do not have to be open with community mental health to attend. You can just show up and you can join that group. That's been a much-needed area of support for kids and teens, and so we're happy to help out with that. Excuse me. I just want to say this Saturday, and I think I've already heard other people talking about Rock the Block, is happening on Court Street, and it's Habitat for Humanity is putting on the event. There's several homes that are being constructed, or I think they're all being newly constructed. I'm actually going. I'm looking forward to it. It's my first Habitat volunteer event, and I'm looking forward to doing that. And anybody can show up. Probably have to sign waivers when you get there. But so that's happening Saturday, June 8th. We have actually a CMH team, so to work that day. And then also Saturday is Anthony's Walk for Autism Awareness. And that is, we're a gold sponsor of that event. And although April is Autism Month, mm-hmm. June's a better month for a walk. Well, true. You good would point. Think.
Yeah.
We're not sure this year, but you would think. But there's a local group that started their own 501c3 called Anthony's Autism mm-hmm. Group. And they provide support to kids and families with anywhere autism spectrum disorders and other sensory processing disorders. They plan a lot of sensory-friendly outings. I think a while back they had a movie day where yeah. it was a sensory-friendly movie.
That's fantastic.
Things like that. And the events are either free or very low cost. They're also able to purchase and provide some equipment for some kids' sensory stuff okay. that might help with autism when they're not covered by insurances. And it's so unfortunate because under Medicaid, there's a great benefit for autism services, and mm-hmm. we have a great program called Applied Behavior Analysis. But people who have private insurance, mostly that service is not covered.
Oh, man.
And that's incredibly unfortunate because yeah. it's an expensive service, but it's a great early intervention. We've seen such huge successes with that program. Our program is currently located over at the former Baker College. Mm-hmm. But it's a great program. So anyways, the walk is to raise awareness. We'll have a CMH table there. And if people go to the walk and stop by, we're passing out beach balls
cool.
and some other great literature. So hopefully people will stop by.
All right.
And then the last thing I wanted to mention is, maybe I have two more things.
Sure.
It's also PTSD Awareness
okay.
Month. So that's, post-traumatic stress
yep.
disorder. Lots of people, especially, our vets suffer mm-hmm. from PTSD. Also, people who have been victims of other types of trauma or right. abuse, things like that. And when trauma goes untreated, it can result in much more serious yeah. Conditions and situations for an individual. So again, kind of tying back to the men's health issues, the majority of vets are men,
mm-hmm.
And they are hesitant sometimes to seek the treatment because
right.
it's perceived by some as a weakness, and
yep.
it's absolutely not a weakness. Especially our vets who have seen so much
yeah.
horrible, horrible things that I can't even imagine it. And any of us that have not been in some of those situations probably can't.
Right.
But anyways, we have a lot of groups. We also have a veterans navigator that can help folks.
Mm-hmm.
If you call up our access line, 888-225-4447. And we have a variety of trauma treatment programs going on as well. We have Hillary Richards on staff that I think she came here with me last year.
I think so, yeah.
She's our trainer on trauma-informed care.
Mm-hmm.
We've been working to train our entire workforce on that so that our staff
good.
Can more easily recognize signs of trauma. So that is this month as well. So again, we hope that people will, even if you think you're suffering, give us a call.
Right.
If you're not eligible for our services, we can make referrals and provide other information about supports in the area.
You don't slow down in the summertime, do you?
No, we don't.
Lots going on.
Yep, a lot of stuff going on.
All right, very good. Deb, thanks for sharing that with us. We appreciate it very much.
Thanks for having me, Paul.
Deb Johnson, the Executive Director of St. Clair County Community Mental Health, with us on WPHM. It's 8:26 now.